Welcome to another edition of PEM Currents, the Pediatric Emergency Medicine Podcast. I'm Brad Sobolewski at PEM Tweets on Twitter, and today we're going to talk about topical anesthetics for use in the emergency department. Specifically, I'll talk about LET, EMLA, and ELEMAX. Especially at 2 in the morning, they tend to blur together, so the aim of this podcast is to review which one to use and when. Let's start out with LET. So LET is a gel that contains 4% lidocaine, 0.1% epinephrine, and 0.5% tetracaine, L-E-T, LET. Got it? It is mainly used for topical laceration repair anesthesia, and according to some studies, it can provide adequate local anesthesia for scalp and facial lacerations in more than 90% of patients. In my experience, that number is actually a bit higher. So you apply 1 to 3 milliliters to the open wound. It should remain there for about 20 to 30 minutes to allow for absorption. You're definitely going to have to cover it with an occlusive bandage, maybe Tegaderm, and tell the patient not to remove it or eat it. This is especially challenging for toddlers. Again, it's fantastic for lacerations where you don't want to make the child angry by injecting a burning solution under their skin surface. It is generally contraindicated in areas with end arterial supply, like the digits, the penis, nose, and ears, but I've seen it used in those locations. Your mileage may vary, and I always caution you to be safe, especially in patients with any concern about cartilage involvement or circulatory issues. In large wounds, the amount needed to cover can be toxic, so you definitely don't want to do it on a big gash, like the child who jumped over a chain link fence. You can also see excess absorption if you apply it to mucous membranes, so don't do that. But honestly, in most cases, it's very safe. A trial of 203 children conducted by Harmon in 2013, involving kids 3 months to 17 years, saw no toxicity when 3 milliliters of LET was applied to a wound prior to tissue adhesive. The amount of lidocaine in 3 milliliters is approximately 135 milligrams, but the amount absorbed into the system is generally way less than that and certainly limited by the size of the laceration. And let's remember, epinephrine will lead to less absorption locally due to the vasoconstriction. So you might be familiar with 5 milligrams per kilogram as the ceiling for lidocaine dosing, or maybe 7 milligrams per kilogram if it contains epinephrine. Well, the lack of toxicity with LET means that this number doesn't necessarily need to be slavishly followed. Since lidocaine can lead to methemoglobinemia, you should really be cautious in using it in infants under the age of 1 or 2 months, but otherwise there are no specific age-based limitations to its use. And finally, you're going to want to let the parents know about the pallor that shows up on the skin after LET is applied. This is due to the effect of epinephrine and local vasoconstriction. Not only does it help keep the drug in place, but it serves as the demarcation of where the numbing has occurred. And so in the incredulous patient or parent, this can serve as visual proof of the area that is very likely to be numb. How cool is that? Moving on to EMLA. EMLA stands for Eutectic Mixture of Local Anesthetics. It's comprised of 2.5% lidocaine and 2.5% prilocaine in a cream. Note that it does not contain epinephrine. It consists of microscopic droplets that penetrate intact skin up to a depth of 2 to 3 millimeters by diffusion down a concentration gradient. I'll stop with the physics there. It is known to reduce the pain of venous or arterial puncture, lumbar puncture, access of ports, and in wound repair and abscesses for incision and drainage prior to subcutaneous injection of lidocaine in the case of an abscess. The usual dose is 1 to 2 grams applied per 10 square centimeters of skin. And again, you need to cover it with an occlusive dressing so that it doesn't rub off or the child doesn't eat it. And you'll have to cover it for up to 45 to 60 minutes. Per Gajraj et al., the maximum area for usage recommended for children depends on age. So less than 10 kilograms, 100 square centimeters. 10 to 20 kilograms, 600 square centimeters. And greater than 20 kilograms, you get 2,000 square centimeters of surface. So get out your calculators. It does require up to an hour to achieve peak effect, so you got to be patient. And it can last for 60 to 120 minutes after removal. It does not work well in diseased or denuded skin, like eczema or bad cellulitis. And it can have a shorter duration of action in those situations. You should not use it in patients with risk factors for methemoglobinemia, like G6PD deficiency. And again, in infants in 1 to 2 months of age or less, you should be careful with how much you apply. Finally, let's take a look at LMX. So LMX is a liposomal lidocaine, and it used to be known as LMX. LMX4 is 4% lidocaine. And you'd be surprised to hear that LMX5 is 5% lidocaine. Just like EMLA, it's designed to be applied to intact skin. It does have a more rapid onset because of the magical liposomes allow it to penetrate better and prevent its metabolism in the local tissues. It certainly compares favorably to EMLA in IV stick pain. It does not technically require an occlusive dressing, but again, it's probably a good idea to prevent accidental removal by covering it up. It takes 30 minutes to work as opposed to the 45 to 60 for EMLA. So therefore, especially in the time-sensitive environment of the ED, if you've got LMX, it works faster than EMLA. The risk of significant systemic absorption is very low. Nevertheless, again, like EMLA, it should only be applied to intact skin. The dose is 1 to 2 grams of LMX per 10 square centimeters of skin with similar max doses to EMLA. So in summary, LET, EMLA, and LMX are topical anesthetics. LET is fantastic for lacerated skin, especially on the face. In over 90% of cases, you will not need to inject any painful lidocaine, which is a boon when you're trying to sew up the face of an anxious school-age child. EMLA and LMX require intact skin, the difference being that LMX works a bit faster. These are great to apply before you inject numbing medicine deeper in abscess, incision, and drainage, in a lumbar puncture, or accessing a port. So get out there and use these topical anesthetics in practice. You will find that they make a world of difference in reducing the discomfort of common ED procedures. As always, you can send feedback to me on Twitter at PemTweets, and check out more educational content on PemBlog.com. This has been Brad Sobolewski for PEM Currents, the Pediatric Emergency Medicine Podcast. See you next time.